Watch, pro-abortion protesters call for mandatory vasectomies outside Samuel Alito event. By Brecken Eftis on May 13, 2022. Arlington, Virginia, pro-abortion protesters outside George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School Thursday afternoon called for mandatory vasectomies and claimed that the Bible itself tells you how to perform abortions. About 30 abortion advocates gathered outside the front entrance to the law school in Arlington, Virginia, to protest an address set to be given by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito at the school. The address was being given by Alito remotely from the court building while fallout from a draft opinion overturning infamous pro-abortion case Roe v. Wade, written by Alito, was leaked, leading leftists to gather outside justices' homes to protest. According to reports, Alito had been moved to an undisclosed location for his own safety after justices' home addresses were published online. "The Bible itself tells you how to perform abortions," one speaker, who spoke about an abortion she had gotten proudly next to her young daughter, claimed. "It talks about performing abortions in numerous aspects." After seeking refuge under a tent as it began to sprinkle with rain, the same speaker asked the other protesters if there was legislation to mandate vasectomies. After the group responded, "No," the woman started chanting, "Mandatory vasectomies." This same speaker claimed abortion is a human right that is part of the reason she went to law school, apparently at George Mason University. "Abortion saves lives," she continued, apparently unironically. "It makes it to where kids can keep their mothers. 56% of abortions are done by mothers. Roe v. Wade is essential health care, it's the right to privacy," she said before erroneously claiming that the case also affects the legality of interracial marriage, contraception, and the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. Speaking about women as though they are a monolithic voting bloc, the speaker said, "Don't you think that if the women of this nation, the 52% of this nation that is female, stood up and took up arms that they would not have it and they would put in gun rights and gun restrictions almost immediately?" She then questioned why Justice Amy Coney Barrett would have a police officer outside her home after her address was doxxed by leftists before questioning why Alito had to call in virtually instead of being in person, apparently without recognizing that the left has made it dangerous for the justices to go out in public. One freshman who said she is originally from Tennessee and said the volunteer state put in place a trigger law that would make abortion illegal as soon as Roe was overturned officially. "I think about my senator, Marsha Blackburn, who preaches about saving the children," she said. "Marsha, how can you save the children if you are forcing them to give birth? I think about my governor, Bill Lee, who passed this trigger law, and I think about how he runs on the premise of bettering mental health in Tennessee," she continued. "What about the women who would rather kill themselves than give birth to a child?" she yelled to chairs. "What about the women who don't want to have children because they could pass on hereditary mental illness?" Addressing those who are in favor of ending abortion, the freshman said, "Remember that ending abortion does not end abortion, it ends safe abortion. You will be killing us with this ruling," she continued. To Justice Alito, "I will not forget your brief when the women in my state are dying. And to every single judge that has voted in favor of overturning Roe, I will not forget you when the entire nation is dying. You will have blood on your hands," she yelled, apparently unironically. "And your hands will be covered in blood just like my state will be." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.